Chapter 3. No Problem Too Big. Mrs. Nicholson was the best teacher the town had ever known, and Maple Grove had seen some great teachers. She made you want to do your best. But being a smart teacher, she also knew that the kids needed to be reassured. "There is no problem too big for imaginative students like you," Mrs. Nicholson told the class in a calm voice. Then she invited the students to share their feelings about the storm. She knew that expressing their feelings would make them feel better. Mrs. Nicholson made an announcement to the class. "As you know, the town library has lost all its books. The good news is Mayor Morris says we have enough money from taxes to pay for a new roof. There is bad news, too," she lamented. "There is no money left over to buy new books."
"That's unimaginable," said Corey.
"Oops, I forgot to raise my hand." "That's all right, Corey," said Mrs. Nicholson. "We've all been upset by this. But I've been thinking, maybe we can do some fundraising. Who would like to be a philanthropist?" Lisa asked if they could look the word up in the dictionary to be sure that being a philanthropist was a good thing. The class decided that being a philanthropist was positive. In fact, right now, the class wished that they knew one. Then Mrs. Nicholson asked them if they thought they should organize a fundraiser.